The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. For those of you just joining us, the big news today is, of course, that Joe Biden has been sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. Kamala Harris sworn in as well, serving now as the first woman Vice President in that nation's history. Richard Schiff is an actor. A lot of you will have seen him most recently in shows like The Good Doctor. Many of you, of course, will know him better as Toby Ziegler from The West Wing. And he is on the line. Richard, we really appreciate your time today. A busy day for everyone. I know you're filming at the moment as well, so particularly busy for you. Like I said, we appreciate you being able to take a few minutes for us. Were you able to take a break from filming and watch the speech?
Yeah, I could change the schedule around for me. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly, yep.
Yeah. They changed the schedule around for me, so I have to go into work soon, and I was able to get on a couple of Zooms with some other people who worked with the Biden campaign and watched the inauguration, and it was a thrill for me because I've known Joe Biden since 2004 and campaigned for him back in the 08 campaign cycle when he was running for president last, and became friends with him, and I'm just so proud of him and happy for him and his family, and the fact that we have someone with genuine kindness and empathy and humanity back in the Oval Office is just such a great relief. We're all sharing that here in the States, even though I'm in Canada. We just feel this great burden being just lifted off our shoulders. And we're hoping to get back to the miracle of normalcy, which will be a miracle if we ever achieve it again.
You mentioned kindness and empathy there. You know the man a lot better than most people we've been speaking to today. Talk to us a little bit more about that, about the type of person he is.
Well, the first time I met him, you know, he asked me questions and then actually listened when I answered them. You know, he asked me, you know, I met him after a debate and that he was involved in, and as he said, how did I do? You know, and I told him, and then he asked me, what are my issues? What am I concerned with? And he listened to the answer. And then getting to know him over the years, campaigning with him, we were in a plane, a little puddle hopper, going to Mason City. And he was telling me the story of how, of when he lost his wife and his daughter, and his two sons were hurt in the car accident. He was telling me the story about how he was beginning in the Senate, and how he was despondent and suicidal, and that a bunch of older guys, senators, came into his little office and reached out to him. There were people like Strom Thurmond and Barry Goldwater, hardcore Republicans, and Ted Kennedy and Patrick Moynihan, the titan Democrats of that era. And they said, hey, you need to get your sleeves up and get to work, and we will take care of you. You're in our club now. We will take care of you. And he told me, as he was, you know, getting emotional, that it was then that he realized that he would never let politics get in the way of friendship, that politics is secondary to humanity. And you can feel it as he was telling the story, how important that moment was to him. And he never forgot it. But just the way he is with people, you know, the speech he gave today wasn't a great oration. You know, it wasn't some epic putting together of words that was so moving about it. What was moving about it was that through it, there was this intimacy and this desire to communicate to each of us that's unique in my lifetime. He reeks of kindness and a genuine desire to leave the world a better place, to be of service to America and of service to the world. And although we disagree on a lot of policy, the knowledge that someone is there who wants to do the right thing is such a great relief, as opposed to someone who's there who whose only intent is to destroy everything he touches.
Yeah, for someone who, as you say, puts politics behind friendship, he's had a remarkable political career. You touched on, the tragedy in his life. Most of us won't have to deal with that. Thankfully, very few of us will have to deal with that level of tragedy. And at such a young age, he has been knocked back. Yeah. He had two pretty poor runs at the presidency previously, and even in this run, he didn't start off that well. This time last year, you mightn't have been putting a lot of your money, even though the polls, I suppose, were looking good for him. But that's because he was the most well known locally in New Hampshire and places. He was coming up short, and yet here he is.
Well, it all turned around with Jim Clyburn in South Carolina. That's when it all changed. But yeah, I couldn't get to Iowa this cycle. I was working. And, I actually felt like, he needed support from people like me and whoever else could get out there, because he was not doing well. And there was the harder kind of progressive left of the Democratic Party was a louder voice at this time. And and I certainly felt, and I think a few of us felt, that someone who was able to unite us and not separate us even more was important in this election cycle. And I loved Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders has a lot to offer, but Biden has the experience internationally. He was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee as well as vice president for 8 years. So, we have a lot of work to do on the international level and on climate change level and every possible way. And he needed the help. And it turned around with Jim Clyburn coming out for support of him in South Carolina. And then when he won South Carolina, it was a cakewalk all the way to the end of it.
I'm watching him here on my screen, Richard, and he's signing some documents. The presidential Sharpie is gone. He's using a biro, if you can believe that, as opposed to a big black tick marker like his predecessor. What to you will be the mark of a successful Biden presidency?
Again, the miracle of normalcy. If we can get back to, if we can conquer this COVID crisis, at least to some degree. If the vaccine, if the dissemination, the application of vaccines is more efficient, if policy is more common sense, there's that. But there's so many things. There's a immediacy that needs to be, the climate change needs to be addressed immediately. Mm-hmm. Immigration reform needs to be addressed immediately. We need to get kids out of cages on the border. Economic relief to people suffering from because of the COVID crisis immediately, and social justice reform and criminal justice reform, all the things that were exacerbated in their flaws under Trump has to be addressed right away. And I think he's prepared to and ready to do that, despite the obstacle of the last administration not helping in the transition, in fact, hindering in the transition. Yeah. But Biden's been around the block, and he knows his way around the White House, and he knows his way around government, and he knows his way around America and the world. And that's going to be what's going to help make the difference for him.
And before I let you go, Richard, how's your own health? When you were speaking to us last, I know you had just got over COVID, but there were lingering effects. How are you today?
So much better. Thank you for asking. I'm so lucky to feel like I'm going to apparently fully recover, and I'm about 90-95% there, and it feels wonderful to be able to take a breath and fill up my lungs again. But thank you. I'm very lucky.
Well, listen, it's good to hear that. I'm sure listeners would be relieved. And thanks a million for taking the time out, as you said, to juggle around the schedule a bit today to fit in that inauguration, watching that swearing in and that speech, and I'm sure fitting us in as well. So we appreciate it. Richard Schiff there, the actor, like I've said, a lot of you will be watching him at the moment in The Good Doctor and other things. A lot of you, of course, would have seen him as Toby Ziegler in The West Wing down through the years.